It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, Remax Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Pierce Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Pierce School District. And now let's head to the action for Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.
Good afternoon and welcome everyone to Little Falls Community High School for the Little Falls Quad, this annual event bringing four outstanding wrestling teams together under one roof. That roof is Little Falls Community High School as the Flyers host Piers, Aiken, and Bertha Hewitt-Verndale. Hello everyone, Rick Grammond with you here. Above the mats, Piers' schedule here this evening will be Bertha Hewitt-Verndale very shortly, and that one's probably going to go pretty quick in all honesty. Looking at the lineups, Bertha Hewitt-Verndale, five open weights tonight, so that one will move along rather quickly. While that duel is going on mat one, the host Flyers will take on Aiken. Then at about 6:30 tonight, it'll be Piers and Aiken. Section 7A, top dogs going at it here tonight. And then the nightcap will be Piers and Little Falls at about 8 o'clock. As we are getting the festivities underway here with the addressment of the school announcements, we'll have our national anthem. The teams are lining up on the mats. And we'll be back with our first matches. It's the Raiders of Bertha Hewitt-Verndale against the Pioneers of Piers coming up next on You Are There Sports.
The playoffs have started and the big game is fast approaching. Make sure that you're ready to entertain this year with a new TV from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in and check out our huge selection of LG Ultra 4K TVs. Their picture is so unbelievable that you'll think that you're watching the game from the sidelines. Plus, we offer delivery and setup so you don't even have to lift a finger. Throw the ultimate football party this year with a new LG Ultra 4K TV from Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me Dave Fisher a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The holiday party season is here, and there's no better place to host your gathering than the Red Rooster in Genola. Call them today at 468-9996 to make your reservations. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous Bologna Day from 11:30 until everything's gone. All-you-can-eat bologna, buttered homestyle bread, baked beans and horseradish, all for just $6. On Thursday nights, Bar Bingo starts at 6 p.m. with progressive jackpots. And on Saturday afternoons, the popular meat raffles begin at 2 with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule on the weekend. Supporting the Piers Pioneers, it's the Red Rooster in Genola.
Hey, welcome back. We are getting set to go. And Jake Andries out on the mat at 106. And his opponent is Quinn Kern, a freshman for the Raiders of Bertha Hewitt Verndale. They've got a dual record of 2-5, and again, this duel is going to go relatively quick here. Five open weights as Andries down at 106 here for the Pioneers. He skipped a few meals over the holidays. Man, he will really solidify this bottom part of the lineup as he'll get the first points on a takedown 30 seconds in against Quinn Kern, the Raiders, wearing a kind of a gradient black and gray singlet, Pioneers in black. Jake Andries enters tonight a record of 10 wins, 5 losses. Quinn Kern, an outstanding mark of 13-5. But right now it's a 2-0 lead, less than a minute in, and Jake's got a Turk in and back, near count. Now the count begins for Jake Andries. Trying to open things up with a fall here for the Pioneers. He's got a minute left to work, and they're just inside the circle at about the 8 o'clock mark on the mat. Mat 2, Piers, Bertha Hewitt, 3 near fall as Kern gets back to his base. It's a now 5-0 lead, and there's a tilt try, but they roll off the mat, and they are sent back to the middle. It's Aiken and Little Falls over on mat 1. We'll try and keep you updated on that, and looks like the Flyers are about to get a fall over there. Good cradle on over there, and there it is. Right away, Andries goes after the legs again, but Kern able to get off the mat. Gabe Nagel with the fall for Little Falls to give them a quick start over Aiken. Bertha Hewitt will wrestle Little Falls next as Piers and Aiken go at it. And then the last matches are Piers, Little Falls, Bertha Hewitt, Verndale against Aiken. Restart with 37 seconds. Andries up 5-0. There's the tilt again by Jake, and he's going to get more near fall. They are going to get 2. I only saw him wave one arm, but 2 near fall for Andries, and he's up 7-0. The Raiders are open at 113. As Andries still riding hard here, final 10 seconds, jumps across to the left side. He's up 7-0, trying to roll that shoulder over again as a tilt. There comes a tilt. Does he have time to get another point or two? No. 7-0 after 1 for Jake Andries. Jake's last match, he pinned Hunter Schwab of Lisbon up in Frazee. He went 2-1 up in Frazee. Pretty good day there for Jake as he wrestled at 113. I believe this is his first 106 match. So second period begins. 7-0 lead for Andries over Kern of Bertha Hewitt Verndale. The Raiders have 3 ranked wrestlers. As we look ahead, a 160 match. Zach Wallen is ranked 9th. Kern in on a leg, but he gives it up, and that'll allow Jake Andries to get the takedown. And now he's up 9-0 as he pushes him forward near the edge of the mat again. Jake in on the waist. And they're out of bounds. A minute 12 to go, a 9-0 lead as Jake Andries getting things started for the Pioneers at 106 pounds. Jake riding here. To his feet is Kern, and he'll get away for an escape. Jake got a little high on the back, and Kern able to push away, and it's 9-1 with a minute to go. Kern feints a shot. Now Jake attacks, blocked by Kern. 52 seconds left. Reaching for the head, Jake. Wrist control now. Jake stepping into Kern. Jake tries a snap down. Now Kern in on a strong double, trying to elevate Jake, and he'll get two. Good double there by the Raiders' Quinn Kern. And Jake's going to get out for an escape. So it's 10-3 now with 25 seconds to go. Second period, opening match of this duel between the Pioneers and the Bertha Hewitt-Verndale Raiders. Second year in a row, Bertha Hewitt has come down here. As Andres goes after a fireman's as he shoots in on the opposite leg, drives forward with 5 seconds left, throws a headlock on, gets two and near fall, and Jake with timeout. Oh, Jake really with a nice move at the end to score late. Takedown and two near fall makes it 14-3 for Andres after two periods. Andres' choice, and he'll be down. Referee giving Jake some instructions. Flyers lead Aiken 6-0. They got a pin at 106 from Gabe Nagel. Jake trying to get up and throw that headlock in again. He might have this as Kern throws that leg in, but Jake reaching back. Granby now, that's a headlock, and he's going to get the reverse and more back points. And this is going to be a tech fall if he doesn't stick him here. With a minute 35 to go, there's the pin for Jake Andres, and the Pioneers are up 6-0. We'll be back. More action from the Little Falls Quad after this on You Are There Sports.
When you're hungry before or after a Pioneer ball game, stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. On Tuesdays, it's taco night with $1 tacos. Thursdays, it's wing night. A dozen wings for just $4.95 with 8 different sauces and 1 dry rub to choose from. Also on Thursdays, it's all-you-can-eat spaghetti and garlic bread for $6.50. The Brickyard always has a full menu available every day. On Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat broasted chicken with coleslaw, mashed potatoes, and gravy for $7.95, ribs for $10.95, or chicken and ribs for $12.95. The Brickyard also does catering and is a great place to host your holiday party. Live music, big screen TVs, and great food at the Brickyard in Piers.
All right, we move to 120. Lucas Pop wins by forfeit, so it's 12-0. We go to 120 now. Reese Kapsner for the Pioneers on the mat. Reese didn't wrestle up in Frazee. He goes in on a good fireman's, and he's going to score first here. I believe this is going to be Cody Schamp. And Kapsner's got a good headlock on. And Schamp's in trouble. 3-8 record for Schamp. As Kapsner tightening this up, and there's a quick 30-second pin, technically 31 seconds. And it's a quick 18-0 start for the Pioneers. A couple of falls and a forfeit in the books here for Piers over Bertha Hewitt-Verndale.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
Welcome back, Little Falls Community High School. It's the Little Falls Quad. Piers leading Bertha Hewitt-Verndale 18-0. And now Sebastian Warzeka against Chase Graba. And Warzeka with that headlock on again. And Warzeka about 30 seconds in. Graba's just 0-1 on the year. And there's another fall. This one took 41 seconds. I got to talk to Coach Jensen. I do all this homework, and they're pinning guys so fast, I don't have time to pass it along. Up next, Pioneers will go to 132. This should be an open weight for the Raiders as well.
Yes.
And that'll make it 30-0.
On mat number 232 pounds, winner by forfeit for the Pioneers, Brandon Tamala.
That's a win for Brandon Tamala by way of forfeit. And now we'll see Brandon Ortman come out. And he'll receive a forfeit.
8 pounds, winner by forfeit for the Pioneers, Brandon Ortman.
So back-to-back forfeits make it 36, and now will Andrew Tamala get his first match? His first match, possible or not? No, forfeit.
On mat number two,
42-0.
For the Pioneers, Andrew Tamala.
Now Jalen Jansen. And we'll see if Bertha Hewitt's going to send anybody. It doesn't look like it. Jansen reporting in, the two head coaches visiting. And it's a forfeit for Jalen. A quick 48-0 lead, and now Colton Eichens will get a match here. And this will be Zach Wallen, ranked ninth. So Eichens and Wallen will go at it. Colton is ranked second in the state.
On mat number one at 126 pounds.
And they're underway. Colton is 14-0 with 12 pins this year. He and Wallen met here last year. And there's Eichen scoring first, 2-0. Sorry, Colton beat Ethan Kimber last year in the matchup. Zach Wallen wrestled Jalen Jansen last year. Oh. Boy, here's in on a leg, Wallen on Eichen's. 2-1 lead now for Colton, 1 minute, and they're out of bounds. 18-6 Flyers lead Aiken. They're wrestling at 132 right now. Eichens and Wallen. Now they look up. Wallen grabbing underneath the right arm of Colton, shoots in. Colton tries to catch him coming in. Colton spinning, and nothing yet, says the referee, in a neutral position. Colton with the ankle, now gets high on the back of Wallen, 30 seconds to go. Wallen trying to defend from underneath. Colton over the back of Zach Wallen of Bertha Hewitt Verndale. We might get a stalemate out of this. The referee probably won't let this go on too much longer. Now Colton jumps across, and that improves his position, and he gets him in a good cradle. And Eichens will get now a 6-1 lead with 4 seconds left. And that'll be the way the first period ends. So a scoring flurry at the end there for Colton in a long time scramble. Well, it wasn't really a scramble, more of one guy just slowly sliding into better position, and that was Colton. He's that funky style of Colton's able to pull something out of that situation, and he turned it into a 4-point move. Second period begins. Zach Wallen ranked ninth at 160. 13-5, Colton. And with Wallen off to his left side, Colton, though, looks like he might be able to run this around, pull that head out, maybe reach for a Granby here. 1:38 to go, 6-1 lead for undefeated Colton Eichens. We'll see if it's an Eichens-Landris match coming up next. That would be 1-2 in the state in Class A at 160. Ladies and gentlemen, for the rest of the night, I'll be distracted by the good looks of Mr. Pat Watercott to my right as... How are you doing, Pat? Eichens up 6-1, about a minute to go, and Colton bridging up, getting to his toes. He's drifting. He's pulling the Granby out, and there's the reversal. Reaches back for the head, and he'll try and tighten this up now. Now he lost control of the head of Zach Wallen of Bertha Hewitt-Burndale. Yeah, watch out for the cords there, Pat. I'll slide over a little bit. Eichens now will sit back on that Granby. ...33 seconds to go. Now he switches it into a press up top. Colton leaning back. Zach Wallen on his back with 22 seconds. And there's the fall, and that is a pin for Colton Eichens. Eichens improves to 15-0 with 13 pins.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Back at Little Falls, it's now 60-0. We're at 182 Carson Hulls for Piers. Holt Truax for Bertha Hewitt. Burndale. Don't mean to short our Burndale listeners here. Both of them. Minute and a half. First period. No score yet. Six forfeits. And five pins equal 60-0. Carson driving forward and two. So Halls will go to work now as he gets the takedown. Holt Truax is 15-1, ranked number six in Class A. Carson wrestled unattached up at the Paul Bunyan. And I think it was Bachman from Frazee who won that weight. But Carson gave him one of his best battles, a 3-0 decision in the quarterfinals. Now, Truax will switch and get two on a reverse. 30 seconds, near fall. He's got Hulls exposed and pinned him. He stuck him with 27 seconds left. Holt Truax with the fall to put the Raiders on the board.
Winner by pin for the Raiders, Holt Truax.
Truax improves to 16-1. And now coming up, 195-pounders coming up after this. Wrestling from Little Falls on You Are There Sports with Matt Cummins on deck.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Harold, member of the boys' basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. Congratulations to all the people involved with the award-winning musical, Into the Woods. Also, congratulations to our Excel winners this year, Taryn Becker and Lucas Audi. As the winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
All right, Matt Cummett out there against the Raiders' Ethan Orlando. And Cummett with a takedown to make it 2-0. Orlando, 13-5 on the season. Raiders do have full weights the rest of this way. Of course, there are only two more after this, but after six forfeits earlier, it's nice to see some action as Matt Cummett comes in. 10-4 with four pins so far. Matt in on the waist, 50 seconds to go here for Cummett. Now he's got a tilt on. And back points being awarded. Matt Kummet. Now it's Orlando back to his belly. And there's the three near fall. 5-0 lead now for Matt. They're at 138 in the Aiken-Little Falls match. So Piers will finish this one off with Bertha Hewitt and then sit for a little bit and get ready for Aiken. Teddy Daler should be up next. Matt trying to work a far side cradle, pull him over. Holding his base, so is Ethan Orlando of Bertha Hewitt Verndale. Now here comes Orlando switching, and he'll get two on a reverse. 5-2, first points for Ethan Orlando. And that's the end of the period. So Matt gets reversed late in the first. Orlando has choice, and he will go on his feet with Matt Kummet. Ethan Orlando, a senior. We'll see Craig Orlando as their heavyweight. He's an eighth grader. Unfortunately, we weren't on the air in time to hear Uncle Tony Orlando sing the national anthem. Kummet and Orlando here. Fighting, and now they separate. 5-2 lead for Matt. There's Orlando pushing Matt back and off the edge. The JV matches are going on Matt 3, situated on the opposite side of the gym over there. Kummet tries a headlock throw from his feet. Now they both sink down to the mat. And they're going to give two to Matt. 7-2 for Kummet. He still has that headlock in, extending his right leg out, as that's Orlando's only really leverage right now, is keeping that right knee of Matt controlled. And they go out of bounds. 7-2 lead here for Matt Kummet. Referee will get the two men situated on the mat. And we're wrestling again here in Little Falls tonight. Matt trying to drive his opponent forward. Under a minute to go here in the second. Matt extends Orlando's right arm, now snakes his arm underneath the right arm of Orlando, bumping him forward from the left hip side. Orlando trying to free his arm from underneath, but Matt has that controlled. Now Matt reaching underneath. Possible cradle try here for Matt. Nope, didn't get it. Switches, maneuvers, goes off to the left hip side now. Still riding here, 28 seconds. Matt up 7-2 over the Raiders. Ethan Orlando. Looks like Matt tried a little cheap tilt try, couldn't pull him over. I would say Orlando is much more of a true 95-pounder than Matt is. Looks to be a little bit bigger physically than Matt. 10 seconds to go. Towel Tapper takes up position behind the referee. And we're going to go to a third period for the first time tonight. 7-2 Kummet over Orlando heading to period 3. Matt chooses down here to begin the third as he takes up his starting position. Orlando now will ride, and there's a quick sit-out try by Matt Kummet, the junior for the Pioneers, looking for his 11th win. Trying to free that hand, which is wrapped around his rib cage on the right side. Minute 45 to go. Orlando's going to have to try and turn Matt here, but Matt is so flexible and difficult to turn. Matt to his knees, right leg extended, bowing that back up, broken back down now by the wrestler from Bertha Hewitt Verndale. He's got Matt's ankle picked, pulling it back. Matt frees that, now reaching for a hand. Now Matt back up to his knees, and Orlando drives him forward. 1:10 left in this match. Matt reaches back across the back of Orlando, trying to switch on him. And Matt almost has a reverse here, and there it is. 9-2 lead now. And that puts Matt in pretty good position. takes the 5-point reversal and back point play out of the equation for now, which would tie the match. As he's got a Turkin with the legs trying to reach across for that cross face. Can't lock that up. Time ticking down to 37 seconds left. Orlando tries to roll from a bridge. Matt reaches underneath the chin, trying to pull him back for near fall. And Orlando able to roll back to his belly. 27 seconds left. 60-6 in the duel. And it's about to become 63-6 if this result holds up over the last 15 seconds for Matt Kummet of the Pioneers. 10 seconds to go. One last attempt to get out and reverse by Orlando, but too little too late. And Kummet will win by an 8-2 score. That puts three on the board for the Pioneers, and it's 63-6 over Bertha Hewitt-Burndale with Teddy Daler on deck.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, Teddy Daler now coming out at 220 pounds. Teddy Daler against Charlie Nienaber. Bertha Hewitt-Burndale. I wonder if he's related to Walker Nienaber of Holding Ford. 1:45 to go. Just getting underway. Undefeated Teddy Daler, champion up in Brainerd. He won all three in Frazee. And the numbers for Nienaber, 8-5 record this year. Teddy is 13-0 with six pins. And he will get a takedown there. Two zip, and he's on a cradle attempt here. He's almost got this locked. 1:12 to go. Pioneers, I think, have scored first in every match that's been wrestled so far. Now Nienaber trying to get up, and Teddy switches to a near side cradle. Now Nienaber will almost switch. Teddy will get reversed, and it's 2-2. So Nienaber able to equal things up here with a reversal with 52 seconds left. I believe down the list of tiebreakers that scoring first is one of them. I don't know where it ranks in the tiebreak system, but...
On mat number one, wrestling at 145 pounds for the Gobblers.
Now Teddy rolls through. Now he's switching, and he's got to throw the leg and get two, and there it is. 4-2 Daler now, 38 seconds left. So Daler with a reverse to reestablish his 2-point lead. He's got Nienaber, belly to the mat, working on the left leg. Elevates that, throws his own leg in that Turk series. Now reaches up. Referee signaling that Nienaber not exposed yet to the mat. Teddy trying to crank him over, use that long leverage. Hasn't been able to get it done yet. 5 seconds, and doesn't look like he will on this period anyway. And there's the end of the period. 4-2 Daler over Nienaber. After 2 minutes of wrestling, Teddy defers choice to Nienaber, who chooses down. Four to two lead. Each guy has a reverse. Teddy's got a takedown. And right away, going after the Turk again, is Daler. He's got the legs. Now he reaches up for the head, and he'll try and crank it over. And referee down to a knee again to make sure that the angle is right. No count yet for Teddy. Boy, that referee is ready to start that arm swing. He waves it off as, again, Nienaber, pretty flexible, able to avoid going to his back there. Chopping at the elbow is Daler. Second period, a minute 20 to go. Lifting that leg. Crawling forward is Niehnauber. He knows what's coming. He's trying to defend. 108 to go. 4-2 for Teddy Daler. A couple of instances where near fall points almost awarded. Now Niehnauber turns into Teddy, reaches for Teddy's ankle. Teddy still has Niehnauber. This is a stalemate situation coming here. 54 seconds for Daler and Niehnauber. David Skiba warming up. Again, both guy with an ankle draped across each other's back. Well, Teddy's underneath the belly of Niehnauber. 36 seconds. I like to see each guy get an ankle back to back. 30 seconds to go. Now Teddy's given up the ankle and he gets reversed. Once he did that, Niehnauber had the reversal and it's 4-4. Best match of the duel going here between Niehnauber and Daler. Now Niehnauber up to his feet. And Teddy sinks back down to the mat. 6 seconds. He's trying to run around a half on Teddy. Teddy able to keep away from getting his back exposed, and the period will end. 4-4, Daler and Niehnauber. Teddy has won a couple of triple overtime matches this year. He beat the kid from Malacca in triple overtime. And he won the Paul Bunyan Tournament Championship in triple overtime over the Grove kid from Moorhead. There's a roll by Teddy coming over the back of Niehnauber. Niehnauber still scrambling. Teddy, he's going to come around. He's going to get the better of this. Hook the leg and get two. Niehnauber still holding on. Now he lost that leg, and Teddy will get the reverse. 6-4 Daler, a minute 35 left. Speaking of that Grove from Moorhead at the Rumble on the Red up in Fargo, that Grove I saw, he caught Keegan Moore in a headlock and took him down. That brought the crowd to oohs and ahs. But 10 seconds later, Moore pinned him, but nonetheless, a headlock takedown on Keegan Moore. Not a bad move on the mat. Only saw it about a dozen times at TCF Bank. 105 to go. Daler still up 6-4, and now he has Niehnauber in a little. Oh, Niehnauber again, able to get back to his belly without surrendering any back points. 45 seconds. Niehnauber has shown the ability to reverse here. Those are his 4 points on 2 reversals. This one by no means in the bag here yet for Teddy. He's riding here with 33 seconds left. Daler wings that right arm back of Niehnauber, breaking him down, not letting him get any momentum going from underneath. Grabbing for wrist, staying active. That's the key. There have been no stall warnings here. It's been a pretty active 220-pound match. Now Niehnauber up. 15 seconds. He's got palms to the mat, feet down on the mat. Teddy trying to sink his weight down back onto Niehnauber and bring him back down. Niehnauber almost rolled through, but Teddy stays on the ride, and that's the way this one ends. Daler wins it 6-4. Good match. Daler makes it 66-6. We're having a devil of a good night here at Little Falls.
At Verizon Wireless, we think choosing a wireless plan shouldn't be complicated, so we're introducing one simple plan. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in and visit us and pick the size plan that works for you. Add a phone for $20 a month plus taxes and fees, then switch it up whenever you want. Unlimited talk and text are even included. Visit us at Design Electronics today for all the details.
Smartphone device payment activation required. Subject to Verizon Wireless agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
David Skiba against Craig Orlando. And Skiba with a headlock throw. Does he get the two? There it is. Skiba gets two. And now David trying to lean back on him. David looking for not only his first match, his first win. Skiba. And they're out of bounds. So Skiba against the eighth grader, Orlando, Craig Orlando. He is 6-7. He is slow to get up. He's down on a knee and now gingerly getting up to his feet. He felt the brunt of David Skiba's power there. First year wrestling, first month and a half wrestling basically for Skiba. No real elementary or junior high experience for David. Now Orlando's ready to go again. 66-6 Piers right now in their final match. Skiba riding here on Craig Orlando. David working on that right arm. Jesse Zajac over there. Russ Holland shouting instructions. David picking at that right wrist. Now attacks the right ankle, driving him forward, grabbing the elbow. Little Falls up 22-9 on Aiken right now. They're at 145. Skiba, again, he's got a near fall situation here for Skiba. David trying to free that arm, and boy, if he gets his chest down, chest to chest, this is going to be over. He's got to free that arm and really sink there. This is going to get tight now for David. Does he have time? Skiba, referee down and looking. David Skiba. Ready to try and finish this one off. Come on, David. Skiba sinking down on the chest of Orlando. 10 seconds left. Skiba content to go chest to chest with Orlando, Craig Orlando, and is going to be able to stay in the match. But Skiba gets the 3 near fall. And it is a 5-0 lead now for David Skiba. And Orlando will choose down here. After this match, we'll do a quick wrap-up, take a break, and then I would guess it's going to be almost 6:30 before we get going with the Piers-Aiken match. They aren't even halfway through the Little Falls Gobbler match. Again, Skiba goes to work on the arm underneath, and he turns him again. Skiba now with near fall points. David Skiba facing his bench, so he looks up. Now he throws that head. He elevates the head, and there's the pin for David Skiba. David Skiba, his first varsity win is by fall. And that wraps up this duel. The final score, Piers 72, Bertha Hewitt Verndale 6. We'll do a quick wrap up after this on You Are There Sports.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you.
We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer. Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the Upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
All right, Piers off to a quick start here. They take care of Bertha Hewitt Burndale, 72-6 in their first match. And quick rundown of the results. It started with a Jake Andres pin over Quinn Kern at 106, then a forfeit, then a Reese Kapsner pin over Cody Champ, then Sebastian Warzeka a pin over Chase Graba. Then a string of four straight forfeits given up by the Raiders. Brandon Tamala, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Tamala, and Jalen Jansen all receiving forfeits. Then Colton Eichens pinned Zach Wallen. Lane Gertz received a forfeit. Holt Truax put the Raiders on the board with a fall over Carson Hulls. Matt Cummett, 8-2 decision over Ethan Orlando. Teddy Daler, a 6-4 win over Charlie Nienaber. And David Skiba, a pin over Craig Orlando. And it adds up to a 72-6 win for the Pioneers over the Raiders. So we'll take a break now as Piers will await and face Aitken next. The Gobblers currently trail Little Falls 28-12. They're wrestling at 160, so I would guess it's going to be awful close to about 6:30 when the second duel begins here between the Pioneers and the Gobblers, and that's a big one for Section 7A. Of course, these two teams considered the top contenders in Section 7A. Pioneers will get another look at another Section 7 team next Friday night when they go up to Black Duck Cass Lake Bena to face the Bears. But tonight, all the focus now will go to the Aitken Gobblers as the guys on the bench relaxing and watching here as the Flyers and Gobblers go at it at 160 pounds there. Flyers up 28-12. So about 6:30 for the Piers-Aitken match coming up here on You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening. Come back with us then, won't you? Right here as the Pioneers 1-0. They're the defending champions here at this quad. They won all three of their duels last year. Trying to repeat. They've got one put away, but a big one, and then one with Little Falls still to come here at the Little Falls Quad on You Are There Sports. Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, AMP Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Piers Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design, and The Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenco Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. Again, thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.